The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Amud Lamed Bet that is that has been studied. In Shmat Avraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tanihanu Began Eden Amen. That is that has been studied for us. Shlema. Viki Ben Jamie and Arifan Ador for the Nefesh for the Guf. Before I talk about the Bavli Chedi Rasom and Amar Amen, we begin today's daf. On Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, starting with the words Amar Shmuel, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Shmuel, Kol Asher Asim Yesh Lahem Eres Shel Nahash. Sorry. Kol Asher Asim Yesh Lahem Eres, period. All Asher Asim, rodents, they have some sort of poison in it. Shel nahash memit. The nahash is deadly. That's the venom of the snake. Shel shiratzim of the other shiratzim of the Torah talks about eno memit. It's not deadly. What would the shiratzim be? It says over here the ones that crawl on the ground like the Torah calls them the shiratzim. Amar Shmuel Chaya Bar Rav. So Shmuel tells Chaya Bar Rav Bar Uriah, it's Ben Torah. Ta ve'em alach mektam me'aliyata dehava Amar Rav Abuch. Come, I'm going to tell you some of the good things that your father Rav used to say. Hachi Amar Abuch, this is what your father said. Hani Arma'eh. These goyim zuka'aneh. She says nefuhim. They look bloated. Why do they look bloated? Dehavu shatu giluya velo metu. They drink liquids that have been left over uncovered, that have the snake venom in them. Velo metu, they don't die. The poison doesn't get them. They just get bloated from it, but they don't die from it. Why? Aidi de achle shkasim urmasim, because they eat shkasim urmasim, they eat all these obviously not kosher types of rodents and different crawling creatures and bugs and stuff like that. Habil gufayu, so their body becomes hot, and the heat that the body lets off somehow kills the poison. So based on their diet of eating these types of shikasim urmasim, so they become immune to a certain degree to the snake venom. But it gives them bloating, but doesn't give them, they don't die from it. Whereas a Jew that doesn't eat this stuff, so then he's more affected. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef, Hai halad de shikhra de alma'a asur. That's the vinegar. Vinegar of the goyim.
Beer.
That's made from beer. Why is it asur? De ma'arbe be dur daya, de yayin, nesich. Because they put in its sediments of wine from Yayin Nisik. That's why they make that vinegar. And that's a problem. That's a sud bahana'ah, the sediments. He says over here, it's talking about that the sediments are cheaper than the vinegar. So it's worth it for the goy to add into the vinegar some of these sediments. The sellers of the chometz, they want to save money. So they dilute it, they put some, you know, some cheaper ingredients in there. One of them being shmarei yayin, these sediments. But the halacha says, if it's the opposite, if the sediments are more expensive, you don't have to suspect that they're going to put that in there. They're not going to put a more expensive product into the vinegar, they'll just make it all vinegar. Amar Rav Asher says, ume'otzar shari. Kevan de me'arbe be masra sadeh. If you buy it or you get it from their own storage, so then it's mutar. You don't have to suspect that they put the sediments in there. Because when you put sediments in the vinegar, it causes it to spoil much quicker. So therefore, if the guy has it in his own stock, he has it, he wants to keep it for a while. If he has it in the store, he's selling it, so it's he's going to get rid of it. So therefore, he puts the sediments in it. It doesn't stay as long. Spoils faster.
How do we know if it's
in his own stock? Right, you bought it from his house. You bought it from his house. So he got it from his house from his own seller. So therefore, he's doing it for it's in his warehouse. He's leaving it for the long term. He bought it from his store, then it's the retail, and you know he's doing it for short term. Therefore, you have to suspect that he put the it in. As she says, "Masrasa de masriyah kishemashinoto." The longer you keep it, it gets spoiled. So if only from the store it's asud, but not from the warehouse. Hiris hadriani. One of the things we said in the Mishnah that's asud. Let me just look at Tosafot for a second. Tosafot just says in the second Tosafot, Hilkach nereh demutad leknot kol minim mashke min ha'ovdei kochavim kegon yayin tapuhim umetutim. Different types of drinks: apple juice, apple cider, metutim is berry juice. Ubilvad shiyireu ha'yisrael moshech min ha'habit. So long as you see the goy taking out of the barrel. ואפילו דמהם יקרים יותר מן היין. דבדל לא ענו יין בתוך החבית, דמסרה קסרי. You see him taking it out of the barrel, that's where they store it, so for sure he's not putting wine in there, because the wine will cause these things to go spoil. אבל אם לא ראו מושק מן החבית, but if you didn't see him taking it out of the barrel, so you don't know it's coming from the storage. אז הדבר מתחלק במשקה, היקר מן היין יעשר. Again, then you gotta go look what's more expensive. Shim me'ireb bo yayin l'shtaker l'arviyah. Then he might dilute it with something that's cheaper in order to gain profit. So then already you have to see. Aval imen hayayin yakar, but if the wine is more expensive, en nachon shim me'ireb bo yayin l'akshir. Correct, like we said, since the wine is more expensive, he's not gonna eat away from his profits by putting a more expensive product in there. Kedam lina. Gemara goes on to the Hadriani pottery. So what is this Hadrian pottery? We said that there's wine in them. It's thick wine in the pottery, so therefore it's a soup. It goes, my Hadriani. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel Cheres, Shradrianus Kesar. It's the pottery of Hadrianus Kesar, Hadrian. When they used to go out to war, they used to take these potteries with them. What's so special about them? כי אתה רבדי מאמר, קרקע בתולה הייתה שלא עבדה אדם מעולם. At the times of Hadrian, there was virgin soil that nobody ever planted. Very, very fertile land. Nobody ever planted over there. עבדה ונטעה. So he went and he planted grapes over there. ורמל לחמרה בגולפי חברה. And then he went and he took the wine, which was very, very strong wine, and he put it in new clay vessels. And the clay vessels absorbed the wine. Ummaitse lehu lechamrayu. And the clay absorbs, maitse, it absorbs the wine. Ummetabru lehu behaspe. And then they would cut it up, they'd break up these potteries into little like clay pieces. Vedaru bahadayu. And they would carry it with them. They would take these little clays that had wine in them. It was a way to carry wine dry. So you carry these little potteries with you to war or to wherever they were going. Vecholhecha dematu, wherever they went. They would then take the pottery, soak it in water, the wine would come out, and then they would have wine.
Instant wine.
It was the way to transfer. Exactly. This was Hadrian's Hadush. You put it in the special clays, you soak it in the water, the wine comes out, then you have a cup of wine like that, instant wine, like he says. And the Gemara says it was very, very powerful, it was very potent. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Vidishon Shelanu. Our first wine, which is our yain meshupach kishlishi shelahin, that's like the third soaking of these Hadrian potteries. I mean, if you soaked it the third time, the status of that wine was like the best wine that we have. That's how potent the wine was. So therefore, the rabbis well said these potteries. Now, again, that was on Hadrian's time. And then that became fashionable, and people started to copy such practice. And therefore, they nicknamed all these potteries the Adriani Chedes. And therefore, Tzasur, because there's Yayin Nesech inside of it. You have the wine of the Goyim. So the Gemara now says, Ibayilim. Ma'u l'smoch ben karei hamita. Okay. Can you use these potteries to put it under the bed in order to support the bed? What's the question? Well, you're not benefiting from the wine itself. You're just benefiting from the pottery. So maybe they said you cannot benefit from the pottery. That's asur, why not to benefit from the pottery? Or maybe it's only asur to benefit from the wine that's balua. For example, to sell the pottery. So you're selling the pottery, so you're going to get an extra price because there's wine inside. That's isur hana'ah. But if the hana'ah's got nothing to do with the wine, it's got to do with the cheres. Happens to be there's wine in there. Could be smutar. So he wants to put it under his bed to stabilize his bed. Is that permissible or not? So the Gemara explains really what the question is.
Rotzeh b'kiyumo al yedeh davar acher share o asud.
Okay, so now we go to the sugya of rotzeh b'kiyumo. So the din is like this. It's forbidden for a Jew to put himself into a position where, let's say, he wants the Avodah Zarah to remain. He's happy that the Avodah Zarah is in the world. That's Isud itself. Even though he's not benefiting from it. For example, if a Jew, let's say, coming to get paid by a Goy, the Goy owes him money. So the Goy says, wait, I'm going to pay you, just let me sell my Yayin Nesech, and the proceeds that I get from the Yayin Nesech, I'll give you. So the Jew cannot agree to such a deal. Why? Because he wants the Yayin Nesech now to not go spoiled. He wants the Yayin Nesech to be good, so he can sell it. So the Goy can sell it and give him his money. That's Isur in itself. To want the Avodah Zarah or the item that was used by Isur to be around in the world, that's Asur. Because again, if he loses the wine, he's not going to get paid. So you cannot agree to such a stipulation. The Goy himself went did it. It's another story. But to agree to such a stipulation, you're putting yourself in a position where you're going to... You rotze b'kiyumo. You want the kiyum of the Avodah Zarah in the world. This is Yisud Rabbanan, according to Vishonim. Okay, it's based on the Yisud from the Torah. You have to destroy the Avodah Zarah. So part of destroying Avodah Zarah is not wanting it in existence. Okay, so that's rotze b'kiyumo. So the Gemara's question is like this. Rotze b'kiyumo, in this case over here, you want the heres to be mikuyam, but you don't necessarily care for the wine that's in the heres. Correct? Which means it's a step removed. You want the heres to be around, and the heres happens to be carrying the wine inside. So do we go that far or not? He says, "Sheilat the Gemara kana im isur rotze b'kiyumo nemar afilu b'mekos yehudi eno tzlich et kiyumo shel hayayin besides atzmo ela shekiyumo shel hayayin tanu b'kiyumo shel davar acher." Right, the wine is dependent on something else, and that's something else you need. Our case, the chayres. He doesn't need the wine; he just needs the chayres to stick under his bed. So, is that considered rotze b'kiyumo as well, or not? So that's the Gemara says, "Rotze b'kiyumo ayin davar acher shari asur." Tashema, the Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, had asar and had share. Okay, Gemara says machloket. Some say it's mutar, some say it's asur. Now we have in the parentheses here milcheta keman de asar. That's in parentheses. As a result of that, we don't usually read it. That's in the Fus of Vilna. However, Tosafot, in the big Tosafot, and in the Ran, it seems that they had this girsa.
And therefore, according to them at least, it is asur. Not only to want the avodah zarah or the isur to be around, but even otzimikim wale davar acher, like in this case over here, would be asur. Now the Gemara brings question. What is the opinion they want to say it's mutar? Okay, what are these cases? Adardurin. What's dardurin? Small jugs. That's the way that she explains it. Leginim ketanim. Small jugs. They put wine in them. Varuk ba'ot. That's like flasks. Usually made out of leather. Shil ovde kochavim. Okay, belongs to the goyim. So you should put the yayin nezek in there. So yayin shi Yisrael kanus behem. So now the Jewish guy put his wine in them. So asur b'shtiyah u'mutar b'hana'ah. So you can't drink the wine, because what's going to happen? The wine of the goyim is going to come out. It's going to go into your kosher wine. So it's going to forbid it. So you can't drink it, but it's mutar b'hana'ah. Well, because we said, could be they didn't make a isur of hana'ah on balua. Only on ba'ayin they will have said b'hana'ah. But the stuff that comes out of the flask, that's already balua. So the rabbis will lean it on hana'ah. He'id Shimon ben Guda lifnei beno shel Rabban Gamliel. So there's a rabbi called Shimon, a fellow Shimon ben Guda. He testified in front of the son of Rabban Gamliel. Al Rabban Gamliel sheshata mimenu ba'ako. He said, "What are you doing? Your father used to drink wine from these flasks. He put the kosher wine in them, and he drank." Velo hodudo. They didn't accept this testimony. It's an impossible. The rabbis told them, that testimony is not reliable. Now, nodot shel ovde kochavim. Back to these nodot, these flasks of the goyim. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer mishum Rabbi Yoshua ben Kefusai. Here's the key we need for our purposes. Asur la'asot mehem shetichin lahamor. You cannot use those leather pouches that they put the wine in it as a saddle for the donkey. So what do you see over here? That's considered you don't need the wine in that saddle. You need the leather. And still we're saying what? You can't use the leather pouch for a saddle. So how did the rabbi come along? One of the rabbis say it's mutar to use these flasks for a to put under the bed. The Chavarah, you see clearly from the rabbi over here, that it's asur. De rotze ve'ach, and de rotze b'kirimu ha'de devar acher. Bechtani asur. Here he wants it. He wants the leather to be, he doesn't care for the wine. It's removed. And still it's asur. That's the Gemara's question. Ve'le ta'amech, according to your logic, kan kanim shel ovde kochavim, le tasru le mizban. Why are you only telling me that the leather flasks are a problem? Because why? You're going to use it. You can't use it for a saddle. Why do you only tell me leather flasks? This braita talked also about kankanim. Now kankanim are the regular clay jugs. According to this logic, it should be forbidden for a Jew to buy these clay jugs, to use them for other purposes as well. Maishina nodot or maishina kankanim. Why do you only say it for nodot? Why did Rabban Gamliel only say when it comes to the leather ones, when it comes to any of them, why only the leather? It should be forbidden to buy the kankanim with the green also to use it for other purposes as well. Why did he only say it by the leather? He should have said it by any jugs of the goyim that have wine in it. It's forbidden for a Jew to buy it. Not only to put his wine in it, that's for sure, but to even to use it for other purposes. Why do you only say kankanim? So why do you only say nodot? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's not the reason that you're thinking. Ela amar ava gezera shema yibaka nodo v'yitperenu al gabe nodo. You know why you're not allowed to use it as a saddle? Not because rotze b'kiyumo. Really, since you don't want the wine, you don't care for the wine that's in the saddle, that's not the issue. No problem. Really, as long as you don't want the wine, that's not considered being hana'ah. So why can't I make a saddle out of it? Different reason. Different gezerah. I have a saddle now. What's going to happen?
I'm traveling with the saddle that has wine in it. Okay, no problem. I'm not benefiting from the wine, so far mutar. I'm worried that my own jug is going to burst. It's going to be leaking. Oh, now I need to stop the leakage, so I need to patch it. What am I going to do? I'm going to take the saddle, which is also made out of leather, and I'm going to use it as a patch on my own kosher wine flask. And now what's going to happen? I'm using it as a patch. Now what? The non-kosher wine is going to mix with my kosher wine. And then it's a gezerah that I might come to take the saddle and use it to patch to know that I have my kosher wine in it if it busts, if it bursts. Now, that's a gezerah only by the leather. But by a kankan, by a clay, if my leather thing bursts, my leather pouch bursts with the wine, I can't take clay and fold it around it and use it as and sew it and make it a patch. So there would be no reason why it's asur to buy the leather to use the casks of the goyim to put under the bed or something like that. But to use it for a saddle, it's a different gezerah that my pouch might burst, and if I might come take the saddle and sew it against it, and if it's going to be a problem of that. But putting it against the bed, no problem. In order to make more, I don't care for the wine. I only care for the. No, you can't sew it. Well, you're sewing it. You're using it as a patch. How are you going to put the clay in the clay? Doesn't go. Doesn't. It's not pliable. Doesn't. Not soft. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ulman de Amar Rotzei B'Kiyum Wa'ide Davar Achir Asur." But according to the opinion that says that even if you Rotzei B'Kiyum Wa'ide Davar Achir Asur, that you're not allowed to put this clay item under the bed, Vayishena Kankanim D'Sharu. According to him, why is Kankanim permissible? Which means, L'Chaorah, if you hold it's Asur, so just like it's Asur to put the leather as a saddle. The one that says Asur, the reason why it's Asur to make the saddle is because it's Asur to use it, because there's wine in it. So for the same reason, it should be Asur to buy Kankanim of the Goyim. According to the Oseir, what's the haluk between clay and leather and clay? Oh, but the Magal was not Oseir. Well, in the Braita, he only said leather. So the Chaurah, what's the difference? So Amar Lach, Hatam Lete Le'esura Be'ahine. So he says by the leather, you see the wine. The wine is ba'ayin. It's absorbed into the leather, but it's visible. In the pottery, it's totally absorbed. Which means like this. Even the opinion that says that you're not allowed to benefit from the item that has the wine in it, even though you don't care for the wine, that's only where the wine is visible, where the wine is already absorbed, where it's coming out a little. But where the wine is totally absorbed, like in clay, even the opinion that says, asur, is not going to be osed in this case. Because now we're minimizing the rabbi that was osed. When was he osed? Dafka by leather items, that while it has the wine absorbed, and you can see it, it's visible. It's like, it's already oozing out a drop. So in that case over there, that isn't going to be osed. Because bottom line, the wine is visible. Now, she'enkin, in the case of the pottery where the wine is totally absorbed, that case will let you, he'll be lenient with you. So the way they explain this, "Ra'inu shayayin haraba safug becheres mahaziko umakshe oto." V'ficha gdanin ki'ilu hayayin balu asum sem betmichat kalei amita. Mikol makom ikar etmicha u'aydei acheres atzmo. V'lachin adayin yachshev davar otsim b'kiyumu aydei davar acheres shirakubu amuraim. Aha. So this is the way he explains it over here. He explains it like this. By the kankanim, letal esure be'ene. So say like this. By the, I'm saying like this. Let's what I'm saying now. By the kankanim, that's by the leather. The isur is not be'ayin pirush like this. Forget about visible or not visible. Say it better. By the kankanim, the the wine that's in the leather pouches, it's absorbed, it strengthens it. It's mehazeket umakshe oto. In these items, when the wine is filled up into these leather, into the cheres, into the kankan, the wine gives the cheres strength. So even though you don't care for the wine, but by using it as a stabilizer for your bed, you're benefiting from the wine. Because the more the wine is in the cheres, the more the wine gives the cheres strength.
Something like this.
Well, let's go slow. When did we say it's forbidden to put under the bed?
We don't say that.
I know, but we said it's asut to take these hadrian chards and put them under the bed. But a machloket. One said mutar, and one said asur. So now we're explaining. What's the reason why it's asur? The same, because when the wine is absorbed into these casks, it strengthens the cask. And therefore, since it strengthens the cask, so now already you're benefiting from the wine indirectly, but you're benefiting from the wine.
So it's different than the other kankanim?
Yes.
Yeah,
the Adrian kankanim, when you fill them up, so it strengthens them. So you are benefiting from the item.
Like the leather.
Like
correct.
The also will be like the Adrian.
Correct. And that's why you can't use it as a saddle. Because when you fill it up, it gives it durability, gives it its shape, or makes it stronger. But regular kankanim, the other ones, over there, even though you fill it up with wine, it doesn't give it its strength. And therefore, he wasn't all saying it to use it for other items. So, the Hadriani kelim and the leather pouches, the wine that's absorbed in it is going to be beneficial. Let's read that inside now. So, Amalecha, Hatam, by the regular kankanim, leta lesura be'ene. Right? It's not mekayim the item, it's just swallowed in the walls over there. Therefore, they weren't all saying it. However, Hatacha, by the case of the Cheres Adriani, Ita Lesure Be'aneh, the Isur is Nechshav Be'ayin, because the Beliah is Meruba, it absorbs a lot. And therefore, it's Asur to benefit from these potteries, no matter what. Okay. Gemara says, we learned above that there was a testimony of a fellow called Shimon ben Guda. He came in front of the son of Rabban Gamliel and he said, what are you talking about? Your father used to drink from these items. That's a kankan leather pouch, let's say. The Goyim used to keep their wine in it. And then they emptied it out. The Jew put his wine in it. And we said it's asur to drink. And the rabbi, Shimon ben Guda, came along and said, what do you mean? Your father used to drink from this. They didn't accept his testimony. Ibn Sulmini, what do you mean they didn't accept his testimony? We have another story that says they didn't accept his testimony. Yain haba beruch ba'ot shel ovdei kochavim asur b'shtiya u'mutar b'ana'a. Ya'id Shimon ben Guda lefnei beno shel Rabban Gamliel a Rabban Gamliel sheshata mimenu ba'ako ve'oduno. In this version of the story, he gave the same testimony that the rabbi drank from it, and they agreed with the testimony. So make up your mind. Did they accept the testimony of Shimon ben Guda, or they did not accept the testimony? So Gemara has two answers. Mai lo hodudo de ka'amaratam kol si'ato aval beno modele. Which means, the first answer is like this. What does it mean when it says in the first braita, lo hodudo? Who didn't agree to him? All the rabbis, all the friends, all the group. But the son of Rabban Gamliel agreed. So then with the second braita that says, Odudo is talking about the rabbi's son agreed with the testimony. Lo Odudo is the friends, is the group. That means basically what happened in the story. The son of the rabbi accepted the testimony, and all the other rabbis that were around it did not accept the testimony. So both braita are right. The first braita that says, Velo Odudo, that was the rabbis, the group, the habura. The second bracha that says that Hodulo is talking about the son himself. So we had two different situations over there taking place. Now, according to that, You have to say in the second braita vehodalo, the girsa is. You have to say it in a singular tense. You can't say hodulo because they didn't agree with him. Only hoda in the singular tense, his son agreed with him. The ibayet ema, second answer, guda lehud veguda lehud. It's two different people. If you look at the first story, it's called Shimon ben Guda with an aleph. In the second story, it's Shimon ben Guda with an ayin. It's two different people. The first guy that came, Shimon ben Guda, gave the testimony. For whatever reason, they didn't trust him. They said, yeah, impossible, we don't trust you. The second rabbi that came, Shimon ben Guda, with an ayin, he came and was verified what he said. Also, they accepted it. So, no stira. It's two different people. There's Shimon ben Guda with an aleph, and Shimon ben Guda with an ayin. As she says, Guda lehud ve Guda lehud. Leze lo hoda ve leze hoda acharechir. First one, they didn't agree. Second one, they didn't agree. Okay, next one. Orot levuvin. So what do we say in the Mishnah? That's the Goyim had a practice to rip out the heart of an animal when the animal was alive. Make a hole in the animal, grab it out, and use it for the Avodah Zarah. So such an animal is asur. So it's used for Avodah Zarah. So we said, only if it's a circular hole. But if it's a long, incision, so then already they didn't use it for Avodah Zarah. Tar Rabbanan, Ezu Or Lavuv. What is this Or Lavuv exactly? That we're talking about over here. So it says, Kol Karua Keneged Alev. There's a cut by the heart of the animal. Vekadur Kimin Aruba. When it has it's pierced like a hole in the roof. It's round. Asur. Oh. Yesh alav kort dam asur. And on the incision, there's congealed blood. That's a sign that this was done when the animal was alive. So that's it. It's got to be a round hole, like you see in the roof, when the roof starts to get, when the roof has a hole in it, it's round, kind of there. And you see congealed blood on the tear. And she says, when the animal's still alive, the kadur keneged agul, keneged agul is round. Yesh alav kor dam galde. Galde means a congealed blood. Asud biyadu shemahayim nikla. Then you know already that they did this when the animal was still alive. However, en adav kor dam. But if you don't see congealed blood on the spot, mutar, because you can assume that it happened after the animal died. After they skinned the animal. Before they skinned the animal. Right, when the animal's still alive, they didn't skin it yet. That's where you see congealed blood on the skin. Because if they pulled it out, the blood went on the flesh. Mashaken, if they killed the animal, so they skinned the animal first, you're not going to see any blood on the skin of the animal because they killed the animal first. Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ela shelo melacho, aval melacho asur. Ema milcho he'avirato. Now this is talking about over here where they didn't salt the skins in order to preserve them. However, if you found, let's say, a round incision, but on leather that they already salted, so then already it's going to be asur, even without the blood.
Salting takes it away.
Right. Because the salting takes it away. Correct. When there's salt on it, so it takes away the blood. It's the only time you see when you don't see blood on it that we're being lenient. That's when it was unsalted. But once they start the process, then already could be there was blood and it's not salt carried away. Look at that sheet top line. En alav kor dam harap shato irabo velo lavdo chayu. Good, fine. Okay. Rabban Shimon Gamli Yolomer bezman shakera shelo agol asur. When it's round, then it's asur. The hole, the incision. Mashuch mutar. But if it's what? Drawn, it's long, then it's mutar. Because for the Avodah Zarah, they only do it when it's round. They don't do it in another way. Amar of Yosef, and with them, Shimon Halacha, Karaban Shimon Megamliel. So it's four proofs over here
ששושלה אמורים אלו רב יוסף יהודה ושמואל חולקים על הכלל המפורסם שההלכה תמיד כרבן שמעון בן גמליאל במשניות ופיכך צריכו לפסוק כאן כרבן שמעון בן גמליאל and it's a standing rule that whenever you have רבן שמעון בן גמליאל in a משנה it's an automatic that ההלכה is like him. So Tosfot proves from the fact that these three rabbis had to come out of their way and say ההלכה is like רבן שמעון בן גמליאל, must be they don't agree with that rule. That's what had to come out of their way to say that ההלכה is like them. That's the top Tosfot. Look at the top Tosfot. Tahari Amorae, let lu klala dechol makom shishana rashbag b'shtatenu halakha kemoto. It's tarikh l'mifsak kevata. For the fact that they have to go out of their way to give the ruling like. Okay. Amale Abaye. So Abaye tells his rabbi. Halakha. Bechlal. De pelige. So for me, you see, I can't even argue. That what? That you cannot use the leather of the animal even if it's not round. So Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, what do you mean about, isn't it obvious they're arguing? What did Tanakama say? Tanakama said that these Orot Levuvim are Asud. And then the Rabban Shimon came along and said, it depends. If it's round, it's asud. If it's long, it's mutar. Doesn't that sound like the argument? Because there was a bunch of Mom and Gimli that gave the...
clarifying.
Oh, so that's what you could say. Maybe the bunch of them just clarifying what the rabbi said. That's what the rabbi said. Oh, no, the means asud. It could be only round, but not the... So who says that they're arguing? So that's what Abaye came along and said. Amar de Abaye, halakha. You say it's halakha. As if what? The rabbi's arguing? Mechlal, de pelige. Are they arguing? So Amar le. So he tells him back, my nafka lach mina. What do you care? I didn't say anything wrong. I said, halakha kereban gamliel. Kereban shimon ben gamliel. Which means, mema nafshach. If you are right that the rabbis are not arguing, good. So halakha is like a bunch of Gamliel anyway. Which means, even according to you, so what did I say wrong? So they're not arguing. Better. So halakha is like Tanakama as well. So did I say anything wrong by saying a bunch of Gamliel? My nafka mina. What are you questioning what I said? So he says, right. Amale gemara gemor zimurtatehe, which means. You're learning like a song, which means you're not taking your learning serious over there. Which means you're just saying things like a guy sings a song without thinking. When you sing a song, you're not really having kavanah when you sing a song, you're just humming a song. Which means, why would you tell me halakha kerabban shimon ben gamliel if Tanakama's not arguing? He is right. So, what's the difference? What did I say wrong? What did you say wrong? You just say things without kavanah? By saying what you said, it's mas, but the rabbis are arguing. And it's not so. You should have just said that. Come on, finish. Well, you have to go out of your way and say it's like an ashbag, as if the mas, but it's arguing. What? Your Torah is like a person whistles a song that doesn't, without the kabbalah? Look at that sheet. Fourth line. Gemara gemor zemurtateh bitmiya abayet talmidosh Rav Yosef. וכמלא אתה מלמדנו לומר הלכה כמותו ותה כזמר בעלמה. Well, you teach us to say הלכות like just to sing a song. The E אין חולקין הלכה למה? Exactly. If nobody's arguing over it, so we have to say הלכה. You don't have to say anything. Nobody's arguing in the Mishnah, but זה הלכה כרבן שמעון גמליאל. Okay, further. He told them, you tell me it's הלכה. Does that mean they're arguing? So the Rabbi Yosef said, man, did I say they're arguing? Then maybe they're not arguing. Maybe the bunch is just explaining Tanakama. So he says, very good. So then you just say words that imply something. The Torah is not a song. You have to have kavanah when you say things. Say things accurately. Okay, what was the next case in the Mishnah? Basar ha-nechnas. What, they brought into a certain house over there. La'avodat kochavim. Mutar. I guess... You got the meat on the way in. If you got the meat on the way in, so they didn't serve it yet for Avodah Zarah yet. So you can benefit the meat. Now, I guess, what is this meat over? Who slaughtered the meat? Oh, so the goy slaughtered the meat.
Oh, it's loaded for the goy. So the Mishnah says mutal hana'ah. Okay, hana'ah, not to eat. Okay. So it says, mine mantana. Who's the opinion that says the basar of a goy is mutar b'hana'ah? Amar of Hayah bar Abba Amar of Yohanan, delo kerbi li'ezer. It's not a bi li'ezer. De'i kerbi li'ezer ha'amar setam mahashevet oved kuchavim la'avodat kuchavim. Well, even if you didn't hear from him explicitly when he slaughters an animal, the assumption is that minasam, that was his kavana. So according to the Bilyazid, any behemah that was slaughtered by a goy or for a goy, you consider it a tekrobat fa'avodah zarah. And the basar behemah is asur b'hana'ah. So if you have to say Amishnah is batir, it's not like the Bilyazid. You don't have to assume to explicitly know according to Amishnah. Right? You walk in, there's a piece of meat over there. So the way you think, oh, we're taking it to the Beit Avodah Zarah. Oh, do me a favor and I'll buy it from you. Okay, according to Amishnah mutar. According to the Bilyazid, asur. Okay, good. Now the yotze asur, but they shook as hametim. Good. What do we say? The stuff that comes out of the house already, you got to assume that they used it for avodah zarah, and if it's hametim, it's a korban of avodah zarah. Okay, my tama. What's the reason why he says like zif hametim, like these korban of dead corpses? I efshad deleka tikrovet avodat kuchavim. Which means it's impossible. If they brought it in the house, it's fair to assume that they brought it for Avodah Zarah. What else are they going to do with it? It's Minastam, they did it. Wow. The Rambam clearly says, if you eat something that you find in the Beit Avodah Zarah, loke. It's not a sefek. You get Malkut. I mean, we treat it as it's a Vadai. Even though you didn't see what they did with it. But once it's in the Beit Avodah Zarah, what's the meat doing there? And Rambam's going to tell you, you're going to get Malkut Vadai for such a thing. So Gemara says, Mani. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterahi. Tetanya. We learned this. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterah Omer. Minayin le tekrovet avodat uchev she metame be'ohel. How do you know that the tekrovet, the item that they brought to the Avodah Zarah, is metame be'ohel, which means we treat it like a mit. We looked at yesterday's daf that we treat, let's say, the meat over here for the avodah zarah. It's like a corpse, meaning you find this meat in the house. It's metame be'ohel. How do you know that? Because it says shneimar v'yitzamedu the baal peor v'yuchlu zivhem metim. When they went after baal peor, which is avodah zarah, and they brought the korbanot to the avodah zarah, what does it say? It says zivhem metim. Now, why would it call the avodah zarah sacrifice zivhem metim? Ma met metame be'ohel ap tekrov adon chavim metamea be'ohel. The fact that it called it metim, it's coming as a din of a met. See that? No, you don't have to touch it even. You don't even have to touch it. That's the point. It's worse. It's like a met. Met is metame be'ohel. Okay, obviously the rabbis are arguing on that. They say it's only like a nevela, like you said. They have to touch it. But the quote of Ben Beterah, it's a surah. Now, why is that the author of our Mishnah, by the way? Because our Mishnah's language was what? Right. It calls it the Vhem Metim, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah's language was, if you see the language of the Mishnah, it said, Hayotze Asur Bnei Kishuk is the Vhem Metim. Now, who's calling it the Vhem Metim? Just say it's because it's the Klovet Avodah Zarah. The fact that he called it the Vhem Metim must be Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterah. That holds that the items that were used for Avodah Zarah have a din of a mit. And a mitameh like that. Look at Nashi. Bottom Nashi, the dot there. No, one before the Hakki Garcinan actually. Ma mit mitameh be'ohel. Umine ma mit asur b'hana'a. Furthermore, and just like a mit is asur b'hana'a, k'de gamlinam b'sanedrin, v'tamot sham riyam sham me'egla rufa, after kovet adar chavim asur b'hana'a. That's why it's asur b'hana'a as well. Which means this item that was, this meat was used for tekrovet avodah zarah, is going to be asur b'hana'a as well. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.